What is up? I hope you had a fabulous weekend because Arizona basketball did not. They looked shaky against Washington and had to dig themselves out of hole after hole, and it was ugly, but they secured the dub. No pun intended. Washington State, however, was more than ready to play. Arizona looked at their record of 6-10 and thought they had this and completely overlooked Washington State. But we'll get into those games and my takeaways from it. We'll see who is really him in our MVP rankings this week. Wildest Wildcat, Red and Blue Moment, Bilbo Baggins, and Baggus Bag. Cue the music and drop me a beat. Starting with the Washington game, that was just a weird one. Washington, they came to play. It doesn't matter how good or bad the Huskies are. They always compete with Arizona. And this game at one point was 38-24 in favor of Washington. And Arizona went on a run to end the first half. They were down by one at halftime. And personally, I felt like they had wasted their run and now Washington would come out of the gate in the second half going berserk. And their stupid 2-3 zone defense giving them the momentum. But both times Arizona was down by 7 or more in this game, it was Kylan Boswell who was the Energizer Bunny. At the end of the first half, he had an insane pass to Visar across half court for the layup and the assist to Pella for a three of his own, and a steal. Now he had 9 points, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds for someone that's our backup point guard. It's a really good game for him. I tweeted that I can't express enough how significant the emergence of Kylan Boswell is going to be when someone is having an off night. Well, that came and went with the Wazoo game, but we'll get to that one in a bit. Still, encouraging to see this from Boswell nonetheless, because that kind of game is going to be the difference in March and hell, even conference play. And another guy that played well, but doesn't get the stat recognition is Pella Larsen. He had a very solid game with 12 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds, but it's what he does when he doesn't have the ball that impresses me. He makes the smart passes. He picks up on defense when he has to. He disrupts plays on defense and brings in a double team when it makes sense. Like one play he had that helped swing the momentum Arizona's way was when he cut off the dribble on Washington, kind of forced a jump ball, and those are the kind of plays that swing a game in your favor for a run. But the true MVP of this game was the defense from Azulis Tubelis. 4 blocks, 3 steals, and a few of them were just straight up disrespectful. I mean, they were nasty. And if he plays a level that's half of that every game with what he does on offense already, Arizona would be set. But to see him so active on defense, and it obviously helped the Wildcats win the game. It was a 3-point game. To go along with his defense was 18 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and he kept trying these little bunny shots and floaters, and they were not falling, but like I said, everything he did on defense went the farthest for giving Arizona the win, because it was a tight kind of butthole kind of game. And you know how those get. We're Arizona fans. We know what it's like. But after the game, Tommy Lloyd said he thinks the defense is good and added, "We're winning games with our defense." And according to Ken Palm, Arizona's adjusted defense actually did improve from number 74 to number 55 in just the last 2 games. But remember, this is before the Washington State game. But the moral of the story is we all knew the offense would be there. The defense had to get better to close out these tough grind out games in conference play. And it's funny because Bruce Pascoe started his question to Tommy Lloyd, the press conference, and goes, "You guys are up to 28 in a row at home." And Tommy interrupted him and said, "Don't talk about that stuff. Fans were great tonight. Talk about them." That's my coach right there. Like Tommy Lloyd with the most consecutive home wins to start your tenure in the Pac-12 at 26, and that streak ends right there because Washington State came to town And this was an even weirder game. The Cougars completely slowed the game down to their style as they rank 331st in pace of play this season. You heard that right. There are 330 better teams as far as possessions per game than the Cougars. That's just insane. They're 331st. And Arizona ranks 10th, yet you wouldn't know it in this game. And apparently the secret recipe to stop Arizona is to just slow down the game to a snail pace and hope they score less than 70, force Arizona to shoot their way out of the game, because it doesn't always work, and we have an athletic quick forward that Umar Ballo can struggle to defend, and run that same play that they did, where you drive and kick it to the corner for a three, because seriously, they did that play several times. And one of the times they did was with 4:35 to go in the first half, and Adama Ball's in the paint helping guard Muhammad Gay, and that leaves the three wide open. And then he had the three at the end of the first half. Felt like it took the wind out of Arizona's sails going right into halftime with a 10-point deficit. And then the very next possession out of halftime is a three by the Cougars. But what really finished off Arizona was DJ Rodman hitting two back-to-back three-pointers with 12 minutes to go. And Washington State's guard, Justin Powell, is a career 40% three-point shooter. He went 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. Jabe Mullins, who shines like the sun, is a career 41% three-point shooter. And he went 3 of 4 from off the bench from three. The three-point defense is killing Arizona lately. They rank 140th in that category. Opponents are shooting 32.7% against Arizona this year. Now, it actually sounds like not too bad of a percentage. You think about it, you're like 32.7. That's not too bad. But when the visiting team shoots almost 43%, their starting forward has 24 points and 14 rebounds, and you have no ability to answer with threes of your own, you're not going to win many games. No matter if you're playing at home or on the road, this one coming at home, it stings because it's even more insane when you think about it. The other thing was Umar Ballo just got absolutely hacked every time he had the ball, just like we saw against ASU, where it was one dribble and then double him and he'd be forced to pass to the top of the key. You could tell multiple times throughout the game he was frustrated, and they'd throw him that lob pass that they do and he'd get clobbered. But on the other hand, Washington State could not stop Azulis Tubelis. I mean, who can? He had 29 points, 14 rebounds, and he was 9 of 20 from the field. Now, he wasn't quite the defensive stud that he was against the Huskies, but in his defense, nobody stopped Muhammad Gay because he had 24 points and 14 rebounds, but it felt like he had much more because the dude was just everywhere. And over the course of the game, there were little plays here and there that just kept giving the Cougars momentum, like the putback slam with 18 minutes to go in the second half on a missed three that Arizona didn't even box out for. The Wildcats had 37 points on offense with 11 minutes to go in the game. 37. This is a team that ranked second in the country with just under 86 points per game. That's just awful. The whole second half was Arizona basically trying to fight their way back in it, much like the Washington game on Thursday, but the whole crowd sounded like they were asleep until Arizona finally brought it to within 7, and then the next Washington State possession, they forced a shot clock violation and the crowd woke up from their afternoon nap. They brought it to within 5 points, but we could not stop the Cougars as the very next play Ballo plays as good of defense as you possibly can play without fouling, and TJ Bamba makes the layup for Wazoo. But the bottom line is, this is Arizona's second loss of the season. It feels like more based on the inability to put teams away in the last few games, but ASU got back in it after halftime. The Washington game was a literal dogfight to get in it and take the lead and keep it until the buzzer sounded. And then there's this game. Arizona struggling at home makes this feel a whole lot worse than it is, because it is bad. It's really bad. But somehow Washington State is a quad two team, so it's not as bad as it seems. But what it really comes down to is when teams play Arizona, not only are they going to show up and give their absolute best effort, but they're going to focus on stopping Arizona's front court, cutting off the lanes for Tubelis, and doubling Umar Ballo just the second he dribbles. The guards have got to step up and become the go-to scorers when the front court is taken away from the game. Because maybe that involves shuffling around lineups or offensive game plans, but right now it's just not working. The last three games have been the worst stretch of Arizona basketball this season. When the ball stops, they struggle. They do the long pass down low to Ballo, like we talked about earlier. And if he lands under the basket with the ball, he gets doubled, and the other team is putting the play in the ref's hands. That doesn't work for Arizona. It doesn't go in our favor like that. Not when it matters. The ball needs to keep moving, and that is how Arizona scores 86 points per game. Hopefully they learn from this, because I'll tell you what, it is going to be a hard week of practice. You're on the road to the Oregon schools, then you come home and you've got USC and UCLA. It's just brutal. This is the team that won the loaded Maui Invitational. You beat Tennessee, you beat Indiana. No matter what your opinion on them is, they're still a good team. And a team that's capable of going toe-to-toe with good basketball teams that could lose a game at home to a 6-10 team by 13. But this is the stretch where we find out what these guys are made of. This podcast is brought to you by ArizonaWildBags.com, where you can cop the world-famous wild bag tee made from premium fabric, 100% combed ring-spun cotton, and the official Arizona Wild Bags mug as purchased by Mark Titus, my guy Jared on Twitter, and Lance Lynn, who I call the king of retweets. Long sleeve shirts, bunch of other styles, and keep an eye out because we're going to be dropping some new stuff. And I know I say that every time, but keep an eye out because it's coming. Use code DeAndre Ayton, all one word, for 15% off all merchandise at ArizonaWildBags.com. Now, coming in hot and fresh are the MVP rankings of the week. The honorable mentions that I want to put down, or just I should say honorable mention, is Kylan Boswell for the game he had against Washington. That was awesome stuff. Number three this week is Pelle Larsen. Like I always mention with him, his stats aren't exactly sexy, but everything he does off the ball is. And I'm serious. Watch him in the next game. Watch all the things he does when he doesn't have the ball, especially on defense, obviously, because he doesn't have the ball, but there, you know what I mean. And number two this week is Umar Ballo, who I'm going to guess has a big game against the Oregon schools based on how frustrated he seemed against Washington State. And number one this week is and has always been, since Maui, Azulis Tubelis. He made it on the midseason Wooden Award watch list, which is comprised of 25 of the best players in the country. And he should be one of the top five players on that list towards the end of the season. He has been dominant. He leads the Pac-12 in scoring at 20.1. He ranks second in rebounding at 8.7. He's shooting a ridiculous 60.5% from the field. He has scored 20 or more points 9 times this year. He's been so good, he wins another award this week. My wildest wildcat of the week should be called Wildest Wildcats, because it is international tall white guys. Since we last talked, after Lauri Markkanen won last week, he dropped 49 points against Houston, 28 against Chicago, and had a ferocious dunk over Nikola Vucevic, and 21 against Memphis. He has been the best Wildcat in the NBA, along with Ben Mathurin, but the finisher is 7th in the West front court of the NBA All-Star fan voting, which is a joke, by the way, but he's behind Bronny Bron James, Bron, Nikola Jokic, Anthony Davis, Zion, Andrew Wiggins, and Paul George. How Andrew Wiggins makes the All-Star list, by the way, I have no idea every single year. Just wanted to vent for a second. Thankfully, the fan voting update comes out in a few days and we'll know more then. But the other international tall white guy is Azulis Tubelis for 18 points, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks, 3 steals against Washington, and then 29 and 14 against Wazoo. I could throw Henry Vissar in there, but he's got some work to do before he is the wildest wildcat. My red and blue moment of the week is the Arizona Wildcat women for beating the number 18 Oregon Ducks 79-71. They shot 50% from three in that game, and they moved to 14-2 on the season. And Adia Barnes has got them rolling. Their only two losses were to number 2 Stanford, who is always one of the best teams, as well as Kansas, who is now ranked 23rd in the country. They're currently projected to be a 5 seed in ESPN's latest bracketology, and they're headed to the worst road trip in the Pac-12, the Mountain Trek. Number 10, Utah and Colorado. And the Bilbo Baggins of this week is TCU. You had us all convinced that you were going to take it home. The Hypno-Toad, we were all sold. Every expert would not pick you, and then you would prove them wrong. But you proved America wrong tonight. We were all sold that you would win. No, we'd stand a chance, because let's face it, it's Georgia, and they're an NFL team. 65-7 on the biggest stage in college football. Now, why must college football teams run into NFL schools? It's just not fair. Like, bring back college football, not NFL University, SEC. But congrats to Georgia, but TCU, you are the Bilbo Baggins of the week for disappearing. The baggest bag of the week is $3.5 million. That is the amount of money Geno Smith earned this season for his bonus. He earned $1 million for taking every offensive snap for the Seahawks. He earned another million for making the playoffs thanks to the Detroit Lions beating Green Bay. And he earned another $1.5 million for 4,000 passing yards, making the Pro Bowl, and throwing for 20 touchdowns. $3.5 million total. Happy for that dude, who looked incredible this season, and it looks like a whole new player with the size of that bag. You think about where he was over the span in his NFL career, and he was a backup quarterback, put up an okay performance here, was on a few teams, and he rolled them into the playoffs. And Russell Wilson did not even make the playoffs on Denver. It's like, it's just crazy. But congrats to Geno Smith on the season that he just had. I want to give a shout out to Cal for getting their biggest win over Stanford since 2010. Which is crazy, because a few weeks ago, Cal looked like one of the worst teams in college basketball. And now Stanford just takes that fat L. I don't know what's going on there, but Jared Haas has got to get it together, because they're looking shaky. And yeah, that's the word of the day, shaky. Want to give another shout out to J.J. Watt for playing his last game in the NFL with the Arizona Cardinals. It's a shame he never won a ring, because he's one of the ones that deserved it. But you could say that about a lot of players. But he had an amazing career, and it is the biggest tragedy that he had to play for the Houston Texans for so long and then finish it up with the Arizona Cardinals with the season that they just had. He deserves better. And you feel bad for him, but you know what? He had a great career. He was one of the most dominant players in the NFL every single year, and hats off to that guy. And my last shout out is to DeMar Hamlin for his recovery so far. You love to see it. I want to thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the pod. If you hate it or love it, I'd love to know about it. It'd help me a lot if you left a review or DM me on Twitter at Arizona Wild Bags. Or if you're an old school kind of person, that's cool too. You can email me at arizonawildbags@gmail.com. And remember, code DeAndreAyton for 15% off all merchandise at arizonawildbags.com. Hope you guys have an awesome week and bear down.